Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, we thank you for taking the time to tune in tonight. And remind you, of course, that for whatever reason, if you are unable to catch our live broadcast, you certainly can just go to our website and go to where it says On Demand, and you can hear any of our shows at any time, right there for you at your convenience. That's the one thing that we really, really can appreciate about having our blog radio broadcast. Okay, before we begin tonight's program, I want to tell you that it is going to be a short edition tonight because of the abundant amount of work that we have in preparation for our upcoming 14-year anniversary celebration of the Million Woman March. So we're only going to broadcast tonight for roughly a half an hour, but before we go on with tonight's show, as usual, we always give thanks and praises to our Creator. We are always very appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. Now, again, we want to remind you that, of course, October, there's a lot of stuff going on here in Philly. There's probably a lot of stuff going on in your city as well. But Philly's going to be a hot spot, to say the least, because if you haven't heard, then I'm certain that you will hear that Mr. Farrakhan will be coming to Philadelphia October the 9th. Of course, this year will mark the 16th year anniversary of the incredible Million Man March, and Philadelphia has been selected to host the this year's commemoration. And with that said, Mr. Farrakhan will again be here in Philadelphia October the 9th. Now, between now and then, we will have someone on the program who, if not Mr. Farrakhan himself, which is a possibility, we have had him on before when we were on Harambe Radio, as a matter of fact. We haven't had him on since we've been on blog, but there's a good possibility we will have him on blog on our show, New Day Resurrection. And if not, we will definitely have someone very, very close to him. But again, we're going to try to get him, needless to say. And usually when I make a request of the minister, he tends to accommodate that. So that's a blessing and always, you know, again, very much appreciated. But at any rate, between now and October the 9th, we'll definitely have more information for you about that. I have to admit, I haven't gotten any direct information from folks here in Philly, which is nothing new because that's just the way things go here in Philly. It's a, you know, those of you who know Philly, you know this is one of the clickiest cities probably out there, and I know some of you live in some of them cities too, but whew, Philly got it going on like that, and it's all good because usually I don't interact with them like that. Anyway, I tend to go directly to the sources. So it's okay that the information is not being circulated except in, you know, some limited circles at this time. But we'll give you more insight to that a little later on. What we want to do tonight is on a more positive note because we know that many of you are, you know, going through so many trials and tribulations that the system tends to throw our way. So I don't want to kind of, you know, put more out there for you. You got enough to deal with, I'm sure. But nevertheless, we can't negate or avoid the truth. And the truth is we are allowing too much in our community to happen that is just so unnecessary, but it also impedes real progress in our community. But, you know, that's just the way it is, and it's all good. At any rate, October, going to be a fantastic month. Now, for the Million Woman March and its movement, of course, this 14-year anniversary will really begin to show some of what I've been talking about for a few years now. You know, now in 2007, I had to issue a cease and desist order here in Philadelphia in order to, you know, kind of make it very clear that there was some misrepresentation. And, of course, I did not want any of that coming back on the real vision, the true vision. And so we had to issue that statement in public in order for anyone who was confused or thought they had some correct information, they certainly would have the ability to know that they could, in fact, get some correct information if they so chose to do that. At any rate, over the past few years, since 2007, it has been revealed that, you know, some of the folk who were perpetrating fraud in the name of the Million Woman March or some other derivative that they came up with, it has been conveyed over the years that, you know, some of these people were very unscrupulous, to say the least, and as a result had gone through various types of investigations of money, misappropriations of monies, or so forth and so on. So the bottom line is we are blessed to have weathered the storm, in that when you have a group, organization, or something that is about fighting for our people, you're going to always see where some kind of insurgence or some kind of sabotage or some kind of, you know, negative, you know, whatever is going to be put out there. And Million Woman March is no exception. I mean, certainly we had to go through the trials and tribulations that tend to go with the development of a organization, a movement, and certainly a nation. So without, you know, belaboring over that but so long, I just want to, again, let you know that October is going to be a tremendous time for the Million Women March and this movement. A perfect example is on October the 2nd, we will begin to kick off what we call Black Women's Appreciation and Awareness Month. Now, we've been working on this for a few years now, and this time we are really prepared to not only kick it off on a national level, but some of the things that we're getting ready to put in motion is going to force the issue. So while some have other things that they celebrate during the month of October, and it's all good. I mean, nobody owns October, the month of October, so there's a whole bunch of months that October is attributed to. Well, they're going to have another one now. Until further notice, we're taking October for National Black Women's Appreciation and Awareness Month. Now, after we have our convention, that may change. You know, once we develop the sisterhood that we're working on, the sisters may decide that we don't want it to be October, we want it to be May, and that's fine. But the bottom line is, for now, at the initiation point, it's October. And there will now be information, activities listed. We're even developing a manual to help make this a more tangible, concrete kind of interaction, so that the history of Black women from antiquity to present day, the achievements, the contributions, the various things that are specific issues for us, health, all educate, you name it. These are some of the things that will be highlighted on radio programs, as well as we are introducing into some of the schools and some of the churches and some of the mosques, because we're very serious about making certain that at some point this becomes a national observance all over the country. So look forward to hearing more about October, National Black Women's Appreciation and Awareness Month. Now, if you have some ideas, suggestions that you might want to convey to us, we certainly would welcome that. You can forward that to nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com or officialmwm@yahoo.com. Okay, so again, October the 1st here in Philadelphia, we're going to start one of our connective activities for one of our national campaigns. Now, you've heard me talk about the national campaign for the elimination of violence and abuse of Africana women and girls, Black women and girls. Well, that committee kind of went on a hiatus, mainly because I had to go on one, to really focus on getting things ready for October. The National Committee will be meeting again this coming Wednesday for its regular teleconference call in order to begin the continuation of SOLVIT's programming, which is geared to 2012 May, to hold a national summit in Washington, D.C., to deal with the issue of violence and abuse of our women and girls. At that point, a research piece, for lack of a better word, will go into effect where, by nation, by city, where there is a large number of black women and girls, we will begin to examine statistics and other kinds of information that will allow us to really thoroughly examine this whole issue and how it has really increased during the past 10 years. And we're talking about not just, quote, unquote, domestic violence. Please, family, remember, when you hear me, when you hear MWM talk about violence and abuse, we're not just talking about domestic. We're not just talking about partners or significant others or whatever. We're talking about the whole kit and caboodle from A to Z. We're going to look at it, examine it, really put the stuff in its proper context, categorize it, and really see clearly how this stuff is not only increasing on a national level, but the types of violations that we're seeing. So this will be step one in beginning to thoroughly document the various types of violations that are specifically being lodged against our women and girls because it's our community. So therefore, we can only really focus on specifically us, or at least that's what we're going to do. So again, October is going to be a very important month. On the 1st, starting at, I think, 8 o'clock in the morning, there's going to be a hop, skip, run, jump, bike upon here in Philadelphia, and there's going to be several in other cities as we proceed within the next year or so, but there'll be one here in Philadelphia, and it's geared to bring awareness to the issue of violence and abuse of our women and girls. Now, most things that we hear, again, is usually talking about domestic violence. That's not what we're doing, and that's what makes us so unique, in that we're covering it all: discrimination, molestation, exploitation, okay, you name it. We're going to look at what happens with our sisters who are considered immigrants when they come here. We're going to look at this whole issue of racism in terms of institutional racism and sexism. Here in Philadelphia, we just had a situation where there's a principal, Dr. Arlene Ackerman, who has clearly said that the attack on her was really motivated to a great extent because of her race and the fact that she's a woman. When you mix the two together, it can be an explosive situation if you are, in fact, a fighter. If you're just a typical Negro, then it doesn't matter that much because you're not going to ruffle too many feathers. But if you a sister and black and you trying to really do something, you're in trouble. So we're going to look at that situation along with other situations that are happening to our women. We're not a part of a sorority. We're not a part of a political party. We're getting ready to create our own, which means we're not concerned with your religion. We're not concerned with your what school you went to or who you married or, you know, who you voted for. Don't care about none of that, okay? That's the difference between what we're talking about and doing and MWM. We are focusing on dealing with those things that are relevant to our sisters, our women and girls, because we come from the same mother. And that's our major focus. That's our major premise, okay? So with that said, again, October the 1st, we will, in fact, hold a run, hop, skip, jump, bike-a-thon. And this way, also, children can get involved because those are the ones that hop and skip and jump. But for the adults, of course, it would be running, biking, and jogging. And again, the idea is to bring awareness to the issue of violence and abuse of our women and girls. Okay, so that's October the 1st, starting around 8 o'clock, and then after that, we'll be heading over to the LOPS conference, which we'll tell you more about that shortly. We should have Andrea Sabri on our radio program, I think, in 2 weeks. And she, of course, is the co-founder, coordinator of the International LOPS Conference, and we'll tell you more about that very shortly. Let's see, the other thing that we wanted to tell you about is that from October the 7th to the 8th, we were going to do it from the 7th to the 9th until we found out that the minister was coming. We had put this information out some months ago, but from the 7th to the 8th, 7th and 8th, we will be holding a Black Women's Literary Showcase. So there'll be several women here in Philadelphia who will be presenting, showcasing their book, talking about their new books, or talking about, you know, what it is to be a publisher or self-publishing or, you know, various things that have to do with literature. That's what we'll be doing for 2 days, you know, developing further interest in Black women writing, be it for books, be it in articles for newspaper, magazine, any type of written work is what we'll be talking about. Okay, so that'll take place from 7th and 8th, or 7th and 8th. And along with that, there is an African Holistic Health and Healing Expo that will also be going along with that as well. So that's on the 7th and the 8th. Now, on October 6th, there's going to be a town meeting, and that town meeting is going to focus on health and healing in terms of the community. And we'll be focused on, again, different types of crisis in our community, be it the high-rise in diabetes, the high-rise in now heart conditions, and even with younger folks now, and let's not even talk about obesity. These are some of the issues we'll be talking about at our town meeting, which will take place on October the 6th. Okay, then October 14th and 15th, very, very, very powerful event. That's going to be for Brothers Only Conference. Brother Alton Maddox, Brother Kamal Cabone, Brother Imrali Muguruchi, and others will be here. That's going to happen again October 14th and the 15th. And then, of course, for the Million Women March and its movement, there are several specific activities for us, including the Pan-African Women's, the Black Women's National Progressive National Convention, and then it's the Africana Women's Amandala, which is Power Summit. And that will take place from the 18th to the 26th. That's going to focus primarily on international issues because the Million Women March is planning to go to Africa starting in 2012 for the first of its summit. And then, the Edler Conference, which is the National Black Women's Convention, Progressive Black Women's Convention, that is going to take place from the 10th straight through to the 15th. Now, if you want more information about any of those things, because you certainly can get that, the new website is scheduled to go up on Monday. You will be able to go online to register starting on Monday, and at that point you will be able to get additional information as well. Okay, so with that said, you can just give us a call at either 267-636-3802, or you can email us at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. Now, the For Brothers Only Conference, the registration fee for that is $25, and you will be able to register online starting on Monday. For the Women's Convention, I don't have the fee for that, but again, you will be able to go online starting on Monday for both the Women's Convention and for the Amandala Summit. Both of them are geared specifically to our women. There are advertising available both for the radio program and for our journal. And again, you can contact nationalmwm@aol.com. to get the information for that, or you can call area code 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. Okay, now let's see. I think there were a couple of other things we wanted to mention to you. Oh, we got a couple of special announcements. Before we do that, we want to remind you that September the 9th, of course, was a day of remembrance. It is, let's see, 70. It is the 40th year since the Attica uprising. Now, of course, in New York today, there is, and in fact, in some other locations as well, there were several programs. And, of course, in New York, I believe it was at the Riverside Church, they had a big event up there in commemoration of the Attica uprising. Now, for those who are not familiar with Attica, we would strongly suggest you check it out. We're going to talk a little more about it next week because we'll have a report for you based on some of the activities that did, in fact, take place today in recognition of it. But needless to say, it was one that gave a clear indication of what this country really is about and how it really functions when it comes to the operations of prisons. And this is why today as well, there is perhaps as much emphasis as need to be when it comes to the issue of the prison-industrialized complex. Surely, Attica gave a clear demonstration of what the prison-industrialized complex really is, how it functions in terms of some of the brutality and so forth that goes inside of so-called prisons, which, of course, many call modern-day concentration camps. So we're going to tell you more about that next week when we talk about some of the events and some of the things that happened today and yesterday as well in recognition of the 40th year of the Attica uprising. With that said, I just want to read something briefly that was sent to me earlier, and I thought it was very appropriate because it brings to note some things of concern that we also need to talk about in the very near future, and that is, of course, the prisons today, how they function, and who really, in fact, speaks out against that in terms of so-called leadership, especially as it pertains to folks that we call leaders in the Black community. And one of the things that were sent to me today indicated very clearly that we need to begin to ask some questions about, some of what's going on today as far as who's addressing some of these issues and some of these concerns in the prisons. And so here's something that was sent today, and I'm going to just read a portion of it to you, and I think you'll kind of get a gist of what it is that's being said, and it's this. Last December, the biggest prison strike in U.S. history took place across at least six Georgia penitentiaries. It started as one-day work stoppage. Prisoners refused to leave their cells, but stretched into a week. Coordinated via contraband cell phones, the protest was partly over Georgia's refusal to pay prisoners for their work. But it reached a boiling point due to the daily grind of violence, isolation, lack of education, and inadequate medical care and insufficient family visits. As a 20-year-old man incarcerated at Hayes State Prison in Tryon, Georgia, told a reporter for the New York Times, contracted by cell phone, "We looked ourselves down because we can't be treated as animals. I'm sorry, we locked ourselves down because we can't be treated as animals. Then this summer, prisoners in the secure housing units, solitary confinement at California's Pelican Bay Prison, staged a protest too, using the only recourse they had, a hunger strike, to protest. Among a myriad other human rights violations, the cruel policy of indefinite solitary confinement. From July 1 to July 20, they refused to drink or eat. They eventually resumed eating because, as one of their advocates, Dorsey Nunn, executive director of Legal Services for Prisoners with Children, explained, people were in grave danger of dying. But there are reports they will begin another hunger strike this month. Many of the demands today are disturbingly similar to what the men at Attica asked for, but there's a difference between Attica and these protests. where 40 years ago, civil rights leaders and journalists showed up at the request of the prisoners to document what happened. No flag bearers arrived to support the hunger strikes this summer or the prisoners in Georgia. We contacted Cornel West, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and Travis Smiley, explains Nunn. But the prison population has been so demonized that supporting them is now seen as a political liability. Things that make you want to go, So the question has to be raised, who of the leadership will stand up for those who are incarcerated today? And why do those of us who are in our communities and some who uphold these people, why do we allow them to be so silent? These are some of the questions that we're going to raise in a few weeks as we have some of our community forums as a part of the Million Woman March's anniversary. Now, let's see. The other thing we wanted to bring to your attention is tomorrow. Tomorrow is another important day. While September the 9th was one for remembering Attica, tomorrow, of course, is a day to remember for the murder of Stephen Biko. And with that said, we have an important announcement for you, and it is that the Million Woman Movement will very shortly be unveiling a very long-awaited project that we've been working on for a couple of years, and it is known as the Biko. It will be released in October, beginning in October, officially in December, but we'll unveil it in October as a part of our anniversary celebration. And the BBBCO is basically a new membership component for the Million Woman Movement that consists of beauticians, braiders, barbers, and cosmetologists, the BBBCO. Now, the unique thing about this membership component is that, one, of course, it is all of Black folks. Two, that barbershops and beautician salons and so forth are probably the oldest independent business, entrepreneur, self-determined, self-sufficiency-motivated kind of entity in our community. The other reality is that at least one out of every household is attending one of these businesses at least twice a month. So we know that now by putting this type of membership in motion, it will now not only give us access to a very viable force in our community, but one that certainly can help us to redirect our dollars. So we're going to tell you more information about that. This is a very, very important and unique membership for the Million Woman Movement. It's geared to, again, beauticians, braiders, barbers, and cosmetologists, those who are active in your community or wish to be, those who have an appreciation for the struggles of our people, those who want to be more involved in what's going on in the community, those who want to be a part of what we call community development, then this membership is for you. It will offer, shall we say, collective purchasing in terms of various products. It will also help to promote new products, Black products. It will allow us to begin to now have a decision about where we spend our money and who we spend it with when it comes to hair and beauty products. So these are just some of the areas that the BBBCO will be focusing on. Shall we also say the need to help finance some of our own elected officials? We don't want to go too far into some of the other things that the BBBCO will be doing, but we will begin to convey some of that to you very, very soon. And again, if you are a beautician, a braider, a barber, a cosmetologist, and you are inclined to care about our community, you are inclined to want to do something that is self-determined, you are inclined to want to do something that is about uplifting our people, is not just about business, it's also about empowerment for real, that you want to know more about becoming a member of the BBB Co. And again, we're going to give you some more information about that next week. One other final thing about the BBB Co. is it is, again, a tribute to Stephen B. Co. and also Madam C.J. Walker. Of course, for some, they only remember Madam C.J. Walker as supposedly inventing the, the straightening comb. Well, that's not it. She is not known. I mean, she is known for that, but she's also known for creating her own product line, her own hair product line, as well as hiring black women in order to be independent salespersons. So we're going to extrapolate and take from the positive things that our ancestors have shown us, and we're going to reinstitute them. So what that means is, as sisters are coming out of prison, we're going to put them to work. They're going to be able to get some training so that they can now sell some of the products. We have products all over the country that our brothers and sisters make. In communities, anywhere that you go in any black community, you're going to find probably 100 or more of different products for hair, skin, shea butter, coconut this. And, you know, so to now be able to put that in one location and market it from one entity, why can we not do that? But the point is, we are going to do that. And this October, we're going to show you how we're going to do that. MWM has never been about begging. It has never been about trying to hook up with corporations. It has never been about trying to sign up for grants and all that. We certainly could have, but that has never been our focus, because that's not the way the mission was given nor the vision. So we're going to show you now what it really is about, and we're talking about now the universal movement of the Million Woman March. Okay, let's see. Before we close out tonight, because like we said, this is going to be a short edition, we're going to have a lot of updates for you. We want to remind you that this October we will do the official installation of our Sister Saints. That's right. As part of our October being Black Women's Appreciation and Awareness Month, the Million Women Movement Sisterhood are also going to have 12 Sister Saints that we are going to pay tribute to, and that will become a part of what we do in recognizing the great women who have made contributions to our people, to our struggle, and so forth. We're talking about Queen Mother Moore. We're talking about Mother Ida B. Wells. We're talking about Mary Jacques Garvey. There are so many others, but you're going to know who the 12 are come October. And with that said, and I can't reveal this just yet, something very, very exciting is about to emerge, and I'm just going to say this. Of course, we have the first black man to have a so-called national holiday. Well, what do you think about the campaign for there being the first black woman? Well, that's what MWM will be also announcing in October, that our campaign is about to manifest for the first black woman, for there to be a national holiday for her. That's what we're talking about. When we talk about moving forward, making a difference, being progressive, it's more than just talk. It is about action. So now we're going to see what some of our people really are talking about and wanting to do. It's time now that there be a holiday, a day of recognition, a national day of recognition for a black woman. And we're going to do it anyway. This is why we have 12 Sister Saints, because we want to kick the process off anyway in 2012. But because we know that we have to do things in other arenas and other ways, we're going to do that too. So we will be announcing in October who it is, which sister has been selected for our first campaign for a national holiday in recognition of a black woman here in the so-called United States. Wow. Now that right there is not only inspirational and motivational, That's powerful, family. And so we look forward to all of you joining us in October. We have a list of things that's going to be happening. For those of you who are designers in jewelry or wearable art, whatever, on October the 30th, there is going to be a fashion showcase along with a business seminar taking place here in Philadelphia as part, again, of the Million Woman March 14-year anniversary. Some brothers, by the way, will be putting that on in recognition of our sisters. It will take place October the 30th at the District Plaza here in Philadelphia. It's a full day of activities gearing primarily around the issue of business, entrepreneurship, developing more holistic. And when I say holistic in this context, I'm talking about, in other words, not just all about making money, but what we're going to do is introduce to you in October what we call In the Black. That's another membership component of MWM known as In the Black, consisting of black businesses with a conscious mentality, with a conscious kind of intention, who are about really building a network for building wealth, but doing so responsibly. And so we're going to tell you more about that very shortly as well. Okay, so with that said, we're going to close out this segment tonight. We're going to kind of prepare for next week's segment, and with that, we should have some special guests on for you, and we'll be able to give you some updates on some of the other events that are coming up for October. So again, if you want more information about the Brothers Only Conference, as well as the Million Woman March Convention, as well as becoming advertising entity, or if you want to know about membership, we now have a variety of memberships, including our new one known as A Million Black Women Rising. That is a support membership where you can contribute from $1 to $1 million. It's called A Million Black Women Rising. It will be online on Monday, and we really hope that you will, contribute to our efforts. Again, we're not trying to beg white people for nothing. So it's so important that you, that our family, support our efforts, because that's how we're going to be able to do some of the things that we're now presently doing. We could have made many deals over the years and have not. So now it's really time for our family, our community, our people who say they care about our struggle to now step up and support these efforts. Well, at any rate, we're going to close out this segment, and we'll be back next week. We'll be bringing you a lot of updates and information, and we remind you that if you have any questions or comments or suggestions, please contact us at nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can email us at officialmwm@yahoo.com. You can also call area code 267-636-3802. For those of you who are tuning in who are a part of the National Task Force for the Elimination of Violence and Abuse of Black Women and Girls, we will definitely have a conference call on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. There are several things that have to be put in place to get ready for October's forums, and we want to make sure that everybody is made aware and brought up to snuff with what's going on. All right, family, again, we thank all of you for tuning in, and again, for next week, we'll have a lot more updates for you. And so we invite you to join us again next week, and please continue to let others know. Again, to give you those dates from October 7th and the 8th, there is the Black Women's Literary Showcase. We'll be featuring several artists and a lot of information on self-publishing and things of that nature. We're going to also, at the same time, have an African Village Holistic Health and Healing Expo. So for those of you who are either practitioners or Those of you who have services to provide, if you're in the Philadelphia area, let us know, and you may want to do a presentation or you may want to get a vending spot. We have that available for you, too. Also, if you are a sister and you are in the Philadelphia area from October the 10th straight through to the 26th, there is one, a Black Women's, Progressive Black Women's Convention. In addition to that, there is an Imamdala Summit. The first one, convention, it will focus primarily on national issues. The second one will focus primarily on international issues. Again, if you want more information, you will be able to go online on Monday to get additional information. Or, again, you can send us an email at nationalmwm@aol.com or officialmwm@yahoo.com. You can also, again, call area code 267-636-3802. One final thing, there will be a dinner along with the For Brothers Only conference. That dinner will pay tribute to Brother Alton Maddox, Brother Imwali Mubaruti, and Brother Kamal Kaban. That information, too, will be online on Monday if you wish to get a ticket for the dinner, as well as to be able to register. So, again, we thank all of you for tuning into this segment. And, again, we will be back next week. And, again, please continue to let others know that we are here. We are here to be of service. But with that, don't get it twisted, okay? We're here to be of service, but we are also here to make certain that we are not to be misused, abused, or in any kind of way taken under. And so with that said, family, we thank you again for tuning in. We're going to close out, of course, with what we tend to often say, and that is that we leave you with the idea and the concept of Ma'at-Hotep. And, of course, with Ma'at-Hotep, we mean justice and peace. We know that there can be no real Hotep without Ma'at. There can be no real peace without justice. Until next week, of course, we bid you with the idea of Moja Tutashinda, for together we shall win. Tutanah.